After last week's collapse of the Metrodome roof in Minneapolis, the Minnesota Vikings will play Monday's home game at the University of Minnesota's TCF Bank Stadium if they can get it dug out. The college stadium is buried under 5-foot snowdrifts, and stadium officials have put out a call for fans to come help for $10 an hour. Paul Levy is with the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And Paul, how's that going, recruiting people to come and shovel?
Well, they were worried that they might not get enough people. They wanted 400, and my understanding is they have more than 700 people there right now. More people are coming in, and it's a fairly chaotic situation. First, they have to divide people into shifts. Some people don't have shovels. Some brought them. TCF Bank was supposed to deliver 700 shovels this morning. They haven't yet. Plus, there was another inch of snow last night.
Oh, boy.
Which they didn't need.
Well, but wait, there's more. The college stadium isn't winterized. The ground is like concrete because nobody's been on it and there's no heating system underneath it. And the number of tickets sold to the game when it was supposed to be at the Metrodome is 14,000 more than the number of seats in the college stadium. And there's no beer in the college stadium. So are they going to get this all figured out?
They're hoping to have most of it figured out today. Either that or it's bring on the Zamboni. The Vikings are studying and trying to decide what to do with the ticket situation. They're hoping that they could put bleachers in the West End zone, but nobody's sure if that's going to be feasible, and they don't know how many seats they can accommodate. That said, there's also the feeling that maybe people might not come to this game because for the Vikings, it's somewhat of a meaningless game. They've been eliminated from the playoffs. Brett Favre isn't going to play. They know that. In fact, they don't know who's going to play quarterback this week.
I forgot to put that on the list. And there's no quarterback.
Right. But that said, what I'm hearing is the demand for tickets for this game, or at least what scalpers may get, could be as much as scalpers got in the early 90s when they played a Super Bowl here between the Buffalo Bills and the Washington Redskins.
Sure, because you want to be the one who tells your grandchildren, I went to that game that they had at the college stadium where the ground was frozen and there was no heat and no beer. And
right.
Yeah.
Well, I somehow have a feeling that they're going to get around the beer problem. My guess is it's going to be like any other college game where somehow alcohol winds up in the stadium or people get pretty tanked up before the game starts anyway.
Serious question, though, Paul. Are there concerns about the ground?
Yes. It really is like concrete right now. And the problem they have is beneath the 2 feet of snow that covers the entire field, plus they have 6-foot piles of snow in the end zones, is pretty much a sheet of ice. And what they're hoping to do is remove the snow, and then they're going to put some kind of chemical that the NFL has on the field, which may thaw it out. They're also going to put some kind of warmers all over the field, and then they're going to cover that with a tarp, and hopefully they'll have a decent field. Then there's the problem of the stadium was not built for these kind of climates. It is above zero today, but these stadium concession stands were built to accommodate temperatures of about 35 degrees. And they're going to try to put some kind of shield that will keep heat within the area of the concession stands. And then the same thing for the restroom. So there's a lot of little nuances that they have to, you know, take care of before Sunday, because that's when the NFL has to make its decision, can they play here?
And if not?
They may wind up going to Indianapolis, but I think they'd prefer playing here. They lost in Detroit last Monday night, which is 600 miles away, which proves this team can lose anywhere in its home field. But I think they'd like to, you know, play their game here in Minneapolis if possible.
Oh, tough season.
I mean, it's almost comical, the things that have happened to this team. I mean, I learned a new word this year, sexting.
Oh, that was the woman who accused
Brett
Favre of text messaging.
Showing pictures. And
oh, boy. Well, good luck.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeesh, has been a tough year, I forgot. That's reporter Paul Levy of the Minneapolis Star Tribune on where the Vikings play on Monday.